Here's J.J. Hardigan.
The South Dakota State University women's basketball team put together a month to remember in March and brought a whole new meaning to the term March Madness in Brookings after four thrilling women's NIT wins over Butler, Creighton, Minnesota, and Indiana in front of their hometown crowd in Brookings, South Dakota. But tonight, the Jackrabbits find themselves in uncharted territory, playing basketball on the road in the month of April in the women's NIT Final Four in the West Texas town of El Paso, where they are expected to play in front of a sold-out crowd here tonight of nearly 12,000 fans. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome inside the Don Haskins Center on the campus of the University of Texas El Paso, just about 2.5 miles north of the Mexican border. We come to you live this evening as South Dakota State tries to make it to the WNIT championship game for the first time in program history. And as we mentioned, it will be a hostile environment and in their first road game of the 2014 postseason for SDSU. But even so, the Jackrabbits find themselves just one win away from that championship game. Standing in the way, the Miners of Texas El Paso, a team 20-1 at home this season and has drawn consecutive arena crowds of 8,200 and 10,000 fans, in part to a strong marketing effort and $6 tickets. It's all general admission seating, and the fans were piling in before the Jackrabbits even arrived to the arena here this evening. It's a wild environment already. A lot of orange in the stands, but even so, the Jackrabbit faithful has traveled down to the great state of Texas, and SDSU is hoping that tonight their fan base will be at least loud enough to get them a quick start against this Miner team, who is very good on their home court. Now, as we mentioned, the 64-team field in this WNIT was cut from 32 teams on March 21st, then to 16 teams on March 24th. March 27th, there were just 8 teams remaining in this WNIT, and now after Monday's win for UTEP and for Rutgers, it's down to just 4 teams in this field. South Florida, Rutgers, as we mentioned a moment ago, those two teams will be playing tonight as well, but we've got UTEP and South Dakota State coming your way right here on the Jackrabbit Sports Network. Now, the Jackrabbits, as we mentioned, 26-9 so far this season, advanced to the semifinals with a 76-64 win over Indiana on March 30th. Junior Megan Watashik scored a team-high 20 points to lead 3 Jacks in double digits. Watashik has scored now in double figures 21 of her 35 games this season, leading 8 other Jackrabbits who have posted double-digit scoring efforts this season. UTEP is coming off a 70-63 win over Washington in the WNIT semifinals on Monday night, and the Miners 28-7 overall this season, 20-2 here at home. Senior Kayla Thornton leads the team with double-doubles this season. She's averaging a double-double, in fact, at 19.5 points per game, 10 rebounds per contest, while the Miners average 77 points per game as a team, while allowing opponents 67 points per contest this season. It's going to be a wild game here tonight. It's already a raucous atmosphere with hardly a seat left available inside the Don Haskins Center, and we've got a great pregame show coming your way. We'll sit down with head coach Aaron Johnston, get his thoughts on this matchup against UTEP tonight and everything leading up to this Final Four matchup for South Dakota State. We'll also preview these two teams and take a closer look at the 4 remaining teams in the WNIT Final Four. All that and more coming up as our pregame show continues next on the Jackrabbit Sports Network from Learfield Sports.